Ian McKellen has played powerful characters, a wizard in Lord of the Rings, a supervillain in the X-Men movies, and Shakespeare's King Lear. In his latest movie, McKellen plays a man who's mastered the power of the pen. His name is Jimmy Erskine, a feared and vicious theater critic in 1930s London. The film is called The Critic.
Jimmy Erskine writes for a popular newspaper who sometimes savages productions and actors who he doesn't approve of. Where this savagery comes from is what I had to work out. And I think it's because central to his life is the fact that he's gay. At a time when it was against the law for two men to make love in the 1930s. But if you spend your life being ill-treated by the laws of the land and by other people's attitudes to your sexuality, is it any surprise that you take revenge on the other innocent people?
How did you work that out, and how much did you draw on from your own life? I mean, you came out when you were almost 50, right? I mean, a lot of your life, yeah. You weren't open about your sexuality.
Well, as with Jimmy, I was open with my friends. I wasn't deep in some closet, but it was just a subject that you didn't talk about, as you had to do. You kept quiet by the fact that you would be punished if you broke the rules.
That's how it was then.
It's just a slight break on your freedom of speech.
Or a huge one. That is what Erskine is going through. But the newspaper has changed hands from father to son.
There we go.
And central to the story is Erskine trying to save his job, and his sexuality is being held as a reason to get rid of him.
He loves the theater. He has been, when he was starting out, a professional actor himself. And he loves being famous as a critic. But he also despairs if he sees something on the stage which isn't as good as it should be.
I mean, there is that scene with Nina Land where she comes to confront him because he has just been snarky and cruel in his commentary about every performance she's ever performed. And I just want to play a little bit of that where she's confronting Jimmy Erskine.
Over the last 10 years, you've compared me to livestock, creatures of the sea, and an extinct bird. You've said my voice is fluting, grating, girlish, and manly. You've described me as plump and emaciated. Which is it, damn you? Last season, her Mrs. Elstead is glamorous but ungainly. She doesn't seem to know how to walk. How to walk? You've been dishing it out to me for a decade, and now it's going to stop.
Oh, are you retiring?
I mean, that line, oh, you retiring, just made me bust out laughing.
Well, he rather falls for Nina Land. When she has his own words quoted back, he's rather pleased that she took notice. And they become sort of friends. But then he blackmails her really into doing something which will help, he thinks, protect his job. I wouldn't really want to spend an evening with Jimmy Erskine, but I would like to have read his reviews.
There's also that moment in the film where you're trying to figure out what to say, where you say, I forgot, it was like too vicious, so you change it to wet blanket.
Change damp squib to wet blankets. Oh, no, help.
Sopping?
Perfect, yes, no, sodden, yes.
You're typically on the other side of the cutting or glowing reviews of a critic. So what was it like to play the person judging the work rather than making it?
I think what I enjoyed most was Jimmy Erskine is living in the 1930s. I was born right at the end of the 1930s. But what was going on in the world impacts on his life and makes the story altogether different from what it would be today. Mm-hmm. When it's much easier to be open about being gay and the restraints of behavior and mores of the 30s are, thank goodness, long gone.
What is happening in 1930s London is also a character in the story. Here's a scene where Erskine nearly gets fired after police caught him soliciting sex with another man. He then has this encounter with a group of British fascist black shirt street fighters.
You're a cheeky old queer, ain't you?
May I return the compliment and say how splendid you look with your badges and crests and crisp black shirt. Did you iron it yourself?
I think you just see in that scene, Jimmy has one thing that he's expert in, and that is expressing clearly his feelings and views. So he can handle fascists in the street with his wit, just as he can handle tearing at a bad performance.
Is there any specific critic that you drew on for the character? I mean, I'm curious the process of becoming Jimmy Erskine, how much you looked into yourself, how much you looked at critics that you've had run-ins with or have written about your own performances.
Well, there was a very famous drama critic in the United Kingdom at the time when Jimmy was alive, James Agut, and he published books of his reviews, which he called Ego. And he was gay. So there we are. A closeted major critic actually did exist at the time when Jimmy Erskine is imagined to have lived. Yes, Jimmy Erskine could well be real, and I must now make him real.
I mean, I'm just listening to you and thinking about what an incredible career you've had and have. Do you already have more projects in the works? Do you take breaks?
I have. I'm going to do a very, 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 very exciting job. I'm not going to tell you what it is. And it's going to happen in 2025. And so I'm still going. And I'll carry on until the knees give way or the memory gives way or the mind goes. There's nothing else I'd rather do with my life than carry on.
That's actor Ian McKellen. He plays the lead role in The Critic out in theaters today. Thank you so much. This was a delight.
A joy.